Getting another caller who stated there's a shooting at the synagogue, then disconnected.
The 9/11 emergency call to police just outside of San Diego on Saturday, as one person was killed and four others injured, including Rabbi Yisroel Goldstein.
I realize now there's an active shooter at Temple. In front of me in the banquet hall, there's children, little kids. My granddaughters are here.
Anguish, pain, and heartache poured out of Rabbi Yisroel Goldstein at the vigil on Sunday as he recounted the terrorist shooting.
My congregation was gathered outside here, and I said, I got to do something. I got up on a chair right there, and I looked at our congregation, and I said, Am Yisrael Chai. We are a Jewish nation that will stand tall. We will not let anyone or anything take us down.
But the rabbi said most of his pain came from seeing a beloved charter member of his shul, 60-year-old Lori Kay, lying dead on the floor as her husband frantically tried to resuscitate her.
My dear friend, her daughter was next to me.
Others wounded were an 8-year-old girl and her uncle, an Israeli war veteran who, the rabbi said, took a bullet trying to protect children. Both have been released from the hospital. Goldstein said President Donald Trump telephoned him on Sunday, speaking for about 15 minutes, sharing his condolences. San Diego County Police say 19-year-old John Ernest allegedly entered the Chabad of Poway Synagogue on Saturday and opened fire with an AR-style assault weapon. Rabbi Goldstein said the suspect's gun miraculously jammed, and he was then confronted by off-duty U.S. Border Patrol agent John Morales, who, Goldstein said, recently discovered his Jewish roots. This is VOA News. Opposition leaders in Sudan are discussing who will sit on a joint civilian-military council expected to run the country for the next 2 years. Military leaders who ousted President Omar al-Bashir earlier this month agreed to the joint council on Saturday. Naba Mohideen has more for VOA from Khartoum.
Sudan's main protest group, the Sudanese Professional Association, held its third session Monday to decide who will get seats on the joint civilian-military council and what their role will be. The current Transitional Military Council, which has run the country since former President Bashir was toppled on April 11, agreed to share power with civilians after 2 weeks of protests in the capital of Khartoum and elsewhere. Despite the apparent progress, protesters like Huzaifa Hassan said they are still concerned. Hassan said he doesn't see any point in giving military members executive authority. If this ends up with the military playing the role of making decisions, he says protesters wouldn't have revolted against the government in first place. Naba Mohideen for VOA News, Khartoum.
Meanwhile, a sit-in outside army headquarters that began more than 3 weeks ago continues. Spain's governing center-left socialists won the country's election on Sunday. VOA's Penny Dixon has more.
The socialists won 29% of the votes, while the new far-right Vox Party garnered 10%. Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez announced that he would soon open talks with other political parties, telling crowds that the future has won and the past has lost. He hinted at a preference for a left-wing governing alliance, but also sent a warning to Catalan separatists whose support he may need that any post-electoral pact must respect the country's 1978 constitution, which bans regions from seceding. Penny Dixon, VOA News.
A week after the Sri Lanka bombings on Easter Sunday, some are questioning whether political rifts led to the security lapses. Reuters' Lucy Fielder has more.
President Maitripala Sirisena has blamed the security establishment for failing to communicate several warnings they had about the attacks. But many Sri Lankans say his fallout with the country's prime minister might be at fault too, since their relationship deteriorated last year. Defense sources tell Reuters the two haven't been sharing security information, with their factions actively trying to undermine each other. According to civil society groups and Western diplomats, Hashim Mohamed Zahran, the alleged ringleader of the Easter Sunday blasts, had been flagged to security officials as a threat, but concerns went largely ignored.
That's Lucy Fielder reporting from Reuters. For more on all these stories, be sure to visit our website at voanews.com. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.
All the hits and more.